T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
When I was in grammar school, more than a couple of years ago, you know how you have weird thoughts go in your head? Okay, I was born 1954. So I used to say, can you imagine in the year 2000, I will be 46 years old. I said, I can't even think of being that old. I used to say, okay, 2000. You know, maybe the history teacher or somebody would be bringing up the idea of 2000, the year two, what's going to happen in the year. You know, we used to think, right? There was a book we all read as kids, 1984. Right? So what was going to happen in the year 2000? When you're thinking back and you were in the grammar school in the 60s and you're thinking about the year 2000, it doesn't even seem feasible, the year 2000. It seems like light years, you know, eons and eons and forever away. Now I'm reading copy for 2020. Scary. And have been doing this since 1980. Well, as far as afternoon drive on a regular basis, since September 5th, 1989. Actually did it in 1987 for the first time. My first show that I ever did by myself, I couldn't get in the door with FAN. They weren't hiring. They had handpicked all the people they were bringing in from around the country, and which was a colossal flop at the beginning. But I got a chance to do a show on the weekends, as some of you may know. And I did a show on Saturday morning. I did a show with one co-host. Then I did a show on Sunday morning with another co-host. I was on both shows. Right. And those guys flew in from out of town. And all the hosts on the weekend used to fly in. The update people, think about this, the update people used to fly in from out of town when they first started the fan on the weekends. So think about the expense of that, flying update people in from out of town. They wouldn't fly you now. They wouldn't fly hosts who work full-time here anywhere now. They flew guys in from out of town to work on the updates on the weekend. Think of how much money they were spending. It was not a good plan. So I was working with those guys, and they asked me, hey, we want to give you a chance. We really, you know, think you have a future in this. Do you want to do this? So you host your own show. Fill in. Absolutely. The first show I filled in on was Thanksgiving Day, 1987, for Pete. Now, one thing you don't want to do is be on a station that doesn't have NFL football, and we didn't at that time. Didn't have the NFL package. So the NFL games weren't on our station, which means we had just regular calls. Well, you don't want to be anywhere near the station on Thanksgiving in the afternoon, up against the NFL on Thanksgiving afternoon, where you know nobody is listening and nobody is calling. So this is my big break. I'm going to do afternoon drive, fill in for Peter Franklin, 3 to 7, by myself on Thanksgiving. I got no calls for one call for stretches of time. There's games on against me. Okay, this is the first show I've ever done. So I go home that night and I say, oh, man, I wanted to do this. I'm saying, I think I could do this. You stunk today. I said to myself, you were terrible. Man, you were wrong. You know what? So I said, you know what? If I'm going back to do it again, I was filling it on Friday. I said, if I go back tomorrow and I do this like I did it today, I'm never doing it again. I was wrong. I go back to CBS. I'm not doing this. Because you know what? It was that bad. little did I realize Friday was going to be like the real world again, where, you know, a million calls, it's lively, there's like guests, there's this, that. On Thanksgiving, there was crickets. There was nothing. There was no play-by-play. There was no guests. There was no calls. There was nothing. So you never, ever want to be on. Even to this day, you never want to be on. Now, we always have the games on because we have had the CBS package or the NFL package for 1,000 years on afternoons now. But we didn't that first year. And I learned a lesson about working Thanksgiving afternoon, because most people eat in the middle of the day. You have the Cowboys on in the middle of the day. I mean, and you know, that Cowboy game was the highest rated game in like 3 years. There were 32 million people who watched part of that Cowboy game on Thanksgiving. They had a colossal rating for the Cowboys in Buffalo. A stupendous rating. And that is a true story. And actually that day, believe it or not, it was so bad that no one knew this, but my younger brother, God rest his soul, who was still alive and actually died later that year, called in. True story. That's how bad it was. I mean, it was not, it was, forget it. So learned the lesson that day. You don't want to work on Thanksgiving in the afternoon. Yeah, now, you didn't want to be up against the NFL games on Thanksgiving, but on a holiday, don't work Thanksgiving. That's really the idea. Never work in the afternoon on Thanksgiving. It's not a good time to work. Very, very tough. Now, you know, let the games play. Pick another day, any other day, back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.